So going to places like the Manor House and serving food helps you to feel good about knowing that you're doing something. You're using your time and your energy to try to make someone else's life better. And I think that that's all we can do. All we can do is try to help to make someone else's life better and pray for them that they won't be homeless for long, that they won't be without food for long, and that God would shine down on them. One more question.
Do you feel like a celebrity?
No, I'm not a celebrity. No, I do not feel like a celebrity. And he's saying that, y'all, because we went to the TV station this morning and did TV just to promote the thing for the community. But what I'm trying to make sure that as Keelan gets older, that he understands the life of a servant and that you're constantly doing things for other people and to try to be that change in your community, and that it's not anything to be nervous about. It's not hard. It's just what you do. You trust God and you do what you do. Right, Keelan?
Right.
And so didn't you have to trust God to come on the radio?
Yes.
That he was going to be with you?
Nervous.
You were nervous?
I'm still nervous right now.
You still nervous?
I was shaking the whole time.
No. Did you say a prayer, though?
Yes,
Right. The prayer, you have to make sure that you pray your way through all circumstances. Anything you run into in life, just pray your way through it, and God will be with you. So we thank you, audience, for meeting my nephew, Keelan Johnson. Make sure you pinpoint his name. He's got a great, bright future ahead of him. I'm so proud of him. He's going to grow up to be something wonderful. And he is just one of the joys of my life.
Thank you.
So to everyone, you're welcome, sweetheart. So to everyone, we say happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Can never get enough of you. Thank you for joining me for this weekend's DIY. I hope that it has been a living your dream and fulfilling your purpose moment for you. If you'd like to correspond with me, please check out my website at www.ingridfjohnson.com. To reach me via email, you can reach me at ingrid@ingridfjohnson.com. Meanwhile, stay determined to reach, expose, and motivate. It's a beautiful day.
Oh, he's a wonder in my soul.
I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe. 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Policeman traveling through this land, he's serving a death notice to every woman and man. You're gonna need a lawyer. If I were you, that's the next thing I would do. Just assure you of sitting here tonight. One day he's got a warrant for you. But you know what?
Can't run,
can't hide.
No, there's no need to try.
Don't know when or how
he's coming.
You can't
just
one more thing.
Get by.
Jesus is a lawyer, one that never lost a case. If I were you, I'd get lawyer Jesus. I wouldn't wait, I'd make haste. This is something you can't get around, no matter what you do. Just as sure as you can hear my voice tonight, one day he's got a warrant for you. But you know what?
You can't run,
can't hide. His mother's breast. He'll take the rich man and everybody else. Take mothers, daughters, father and son. Sometime he won't stop till he got that last one. But you can't run, you can't hide. No need, don't need to try. You don't know. Tell him, can't run, can't hide. You
can't run,
can't hide. He got your number, he knows where you live, knows when you leave and when you come home. Can't run, you can't hide. Well, my mind go back to a story in the Bible day. One day God called a man by the name of Jonah. Said, now Jonah, I want you to go down in a place called Nineveh and tell my people, if they don't repent, I'll destroy that city. But you know that story. Jonah didn't want to go. So Jonah decided that he was going down to a place called Joppa. Then he went on down to the shipyard. He went on down to the ticket office and got him a ticket. And he was on his way to a place called Tosh. Then he went on down on the bottom deck, got over in the corner, and went fast asleep. But what he didn't know, when he laid down, God was looking right at him. God was looking at him. But God didn't bother him. All God did was, he called a wind, and he told the wind, I want you to blow. And he told the thunder, I want you to roll. And he told the lightning, I want you to flash. And he told the tide, stand up real high. Cause I've got a child that's trying to run and think he can hide. And about that time, the captain came around and told the crew member, pull all the anchor. We gotta get ready and set for sail. And then they tell me, thunder started to roll, lightning started to flash, tide stood up high, and the wind began to blow. Captain got confused, told all his crew members, out of all the time we made this journey, we ain't never had trouble before. And then he told all the crew members, come on the top deck. And then he asked them, tell me who is your God? Who is your God? Whoever your God is, I want you to call him. And about that time, another man came and said, wait a minute, Captain, there's one more man, and he's downstairs. He's over in the corner, and he's fast asleep. Captain said, let me go down, I'll see about him. Captain walked over and shook old man Jonah, and Jonah stood up, and the captain
said, call him, and Jonah told him, I ain't gotta call him, I ain't gotta call him. He already know, he already know that I'm trying to run and I'm trying to hide. He said, well now, Captain, if you want peace on your ship, you gotta take me on top and throw me overboard. So they took Jonah up and threw him overboard. And the Bible tell me God had a fish prepared for him and swallowed him down in the bottom of his belly. Turned around and took him down in the bottom of the sea. But I'm so glad tonight. I'm so glad tonight. I'm so glad tonight. It don't make no difference.
You know. gonna do when you need a little more grace? How you gonna respond when they try to test your faith?
What should I do when your back's against the wall? How you gonna respond when it seems your hope is lost? Tell me what you gonna do when you need a little more grace. How you gonna respond when they try to test your faith? Hang on.
Do you desire a local church? Pastor Errol C. Dorsey invites you to experience a unique style of worship at New Birth Fellowship Church. NBFC is located at 1328 Enterprise Road in Alexandria, Louisiana. Sunday morning Bible school begins at 8:30 a.m. with provided breakfast snacks, followed by morning worship at 9:30 a.m. New Birth Fellowship Church ministries include a clothes closet, housing, and community feeding. New Birth Fellowship Church, faith functioning, family friendly, and future focused.
Pastor Errol C. Dorsey and the New Birth Fellowship Church are proud sponsors of KAYT.
Kelly's Sitting Services is a personal care attendant agency. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for the past 25 years. We are locally owned and locally operated. We would like to thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion through our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you. Kelly is an equal opportunity employer. You can reach us by calling 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. Or you can visit us at our website located at kellyservicehouston.com. Another proud sponsor of KAYT.
May I have your attention?
The best of the old. The
the best of the new. The best variety in music.
We have a great variety of music.
Different music.
Tons of music.
It's awesome.
On online anytime, 24/7 at www.kaytfm.com.
help me pray the Lord.
Help me pray the Lord.
Come on, help me pray the Lord.
Help me pray the Lord.
We gonna have church. We gonna have church.
Help me pray the Lord.
Good God Almighty.
Come on.
Sanctify my soul. It's revival time at the New Scott Olley Baptist Church.
Revival.
With Pastor Richard Logan and the Elizabeth Full Gospel Baptist Church of Coushatta, Louisiana.
Revival.
June 5th through the 7th at 7 p.m. at the New Scott Olley Baptist Church. 2627 Willow Glen Road in Alexandria, Louisiana, with Bishop Lionel Smith as pastor.
Revival.
At the New Scott Olley Baptist Church, Pastor Richard Logan and the Elizabeth Full Gospel Baptist Church of Coushatta, June 5th through 7th at 7 p.m.
Revival.
This is one event you don't want to miss.
Revival.
The New Scott Olley Baptist Church is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJO FM.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Too much stuff and not enough space. Minimax Self-Storage, located at 3700 Lee Street at Industrial, offers commercial and residential space, which includes individual door alarms, coded gate access, fenced and lighted for your safety, plus climate control or non-climate control, whatever you prefer. They're open 7 days a week and can be reached at 449-8988. That's Minimax Self-Storage on the corner of Lee Street and Industrial.
Trey Huffman, owner of Minimax Storage, is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
KAYT 88.1 FM is a nonprofit educational and charitable organization founded in 1989 by Kimberly Holman Cassis and is recognized and certified as a 501(c) nonprofit organization. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Tuned in to the voice of the gospel, beaming the gospel in three states to over 100,000 listeners, 70,000 watts of continuous gospel power.
KAYT-FM.
Whatever you want, God's got it. What you need, never supply it. Oh, yeah. Something like this. Whatever you want, God's got it. Whatever you need, God's got it. Woo! He will supply your needs. He will supply.
Yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
So burned down, tried to lift my head, but I